Manx Radio's 1 to 3, tended by Ramsey Garden Centre.
Rather brilliantly, that was nominated for the Academy Award for Best Original Song. It doesn't say it won it, so I'm assuming it didn't. Anyway, we've got some fabulous news for you now. It is the 10th birthday of the wonderful Manx Carriage Driving for the Disabled charity. They do such excellent work. If you listen to Manx Radio, you'll know we have featured them previously a number of times because they're just great. One of our excellent charities over here. And they're on the lookout at the moment for volunteers and for roles that could be filled for people who you don't even have to be horse-minded, as our Margot describes it, to become involved. You could be secretary or anything. There's all sorts of opportunities out there. Our Chris Quirk went to see the team just a week or two ago and he got a lovely video with some members of the team. So we're going to hear first from the patron of the charity. He'll tell us a little bit more about what the charity does and also who or what they might be looking for in this 10th birthday.
My name is Bethany and I have been a driver, client, a chair, but I had to step back because of health reasons. But the team, the volunteer team, decided to give me the role of patron of the charity, so I'm here in the capacity of patron.
And that must be quite a rewarding role to, you know, see people coming in and coming out and see the therapy that it provides. You know, how does that feel?
Well, when I was a driver, I was going through a very dark period a few years ago. And then when I came up here and started to drive, I felt so empowered and I felt such a free experience and independence. And the volunteer team are so supportive. They adapt to you. So you are the center of their attention so that they will focus on what you need to be able to drive the ponies. Being a patron, I feel as though I'm their kind of main support, coming out here and sharing what they do. And what they do is provide people with a well-being experience that touches all aspects of what they might need, whether it be emotional or spiritual or social or physical, because we adapt everything to as many people as we can. Sadly, the only thing we can't adapt for is motorized wheelchairs because it's too heavy for the pony. The sensation, the feeling that you get when you see someone coming off the carriage and they're so excited. I think the best way to describe it is when there was a young lady who had locked-in syndrome and she was on the carriage and the coach was driving her around, and when she finished, she smiled. How else could you describe the power of this charity than that? It was just so beautiful, and it sends up happy hormones for all the volunteers and myself to see someone benefit and experience something that they wouldn't normally in society. And this charity, along with some of the other small charities on the island, the volunteers who give of themselves, so you've got what, 5-6 people out here on a day that they might want to be outside enjoying the sun, but they're here for the drivers. Whatever they need, we adapt to them. We don't make them adapt to us. Here, you're the center of the world. Having the ponies, because they're such sentient beings, and when you bond with them, you feel the benefit of them. I mean, for me, it takes away my pain when I'm just around the ponies.
Yeah.
It's extra special. And again, like I said, you might think, oh no, they can't adapt for this condition or whatever you have. Most likely we can. We have a large range of clients, from physical disabilities to neurodivergent issues, and the team is very focused and driven to meeting the needs of, like I said, each individual. And how you get in contact with us is we have a mobile number, which, and we also have a Facebook, which you can go on, which is Biggest Courage Driving for the Disabled. And I think there's the charity phone number on there. Give us a bell, come, try it out, test it out.
And are you looking for any volunteers, or is it always good to have people come and, you know, muck in now and then?
I think any charity on this island is looking for volunteers. We're always looking for volunteers, and you don't even have to like ponies. You know, there's so many other activities or roles or that anybody can do, as in, like, you know, maybe you've got a certain skill for marketing or a certain skill for organizing, you know, like minutes and things, you know, secretarial role, etc. We are always looking for volunteers. So again, get in contact with us.
That was Dr. Bethany Hallamore speaking to our Chris Quirk. You'll be able to see a video of that conversation on our YouTube and Facebook channel shortly. But if you want to get in touch, if you go to their Facebook page, Manx Carriage Driving for the Disabled, you'll find out plenty more. You could be involved with the wonderful work that Manx Carriage Driving do. We were just hearing about the charity Manx Carriage Driving for the Disabled, who are celebrating their 10th birthday this year. If you want to help them out in some way, shape or form, here's a little bit of inspiration for you from someone who is doing just that.
Hi, my name's Susie and I am raising money for Manx Carriage Driving for the Disabled. I wanted to raise money for this charity because they helped my gran massively when she was in her last final weeks, and it was really touching for all of us, so it's nice to be able to give back. I'm hoping to complete the parish. I've raised 1,180 so far, so I'm very happy with that. Well, my goal was 1,000, so I'm, yeah, really happy, but obviously now if we can push it a bit more, it would be fantastic. So we've done a bake sale at work, so that raised quite a lot, and they've matched that, so yeah, I'm very happy, but I've been training a bit. I definitely think I could be doing a bit more, but it's difficult with having my own horses as well to find the time during the week. But on the weekends, I'm getting out quite a bit. Probably about 6 or 7 miles on the weekend. So it's not a lot, but I think a lot of it's mindset. So yeah. I think if I can do mentally okay, then I'll be all right physically. If you look on my Facebook, there is a Just Giving link for crowdfunding. So on my Facebook and Manx Carriage Driving for the Disabled Facebook page, there are links to the Just Giving there.
That was Susie Heap, who's doing a wonderful thing for Manx Carriage Driving for the Disabled. So as you mentioned, you can find the link to her Just Giving on the Facebook page. So the charity Facebook page is just MCD4D. So Manx Carriage Driving for the Disabled, MCD4D. That's where their Facebook is. Or if you just type in the search on Facebook, Manx Carriage Driving, it does come up. And there are some fabulous photos on there of the team out and about in the fields, also at Ballyvartan, which is where they usually meet indoor there. And you will find a link just a couple of pictures down. You'll see Susie, and there's a link there to her Just Giving page. All the very best to her. We hope you do well for you and for Granny Pat, raising money for such a lovely charity. And as mentioned, Chris did take a lovely video while he was there, so keep an eye on our pages for that. That should be on at some point soon, probably after TT, because it's a little bit manic at the moment for us here at Manx Radio. Anyway, in honour of Susie's upcoming achievements, here's my favourite song related to the parish, Edwin Starr.
Manx Radio's 1 to 3, tended by Ramsey Garden Centre.